Welcome everybody to another episode of the Corona Helden Podcast. My guest today is Victoria Arnold. She's part of a team that launched the project Immunhelden at the German federal government's Wir vs. Virus Hackathon. Hello Victoria, nice that we talk about the project Immunhelden. What is the story behind your project?
Hi Pierre, thank you for having me in your podcast. I'm really excited to be here and talk about Immunhelden, which is a project that, as you already mentioned, starts in the Wir vs. Virus Hackathon of the German government. And we especially thought about how we can mitigate the effects of the disease. So our project was guided by the aspiration to understand what will come after the first wave and how we can keep the system running and actually saw immunity as a common good. We saw that the development of the immunity as a strength and opportunity for people to take jobs and engage in activities that are relevant to keep the system running and to also conduct these activities without harming yourself and harming others. So that was the initial idea. However, at the moment, we cannot prove that there is immunity 100%. And especially another difficulty is that people, depending on how serious the illness was, develop a different number of antibodies. So some might be more immune and others might be less. And that's really hard at the moment to detect. However, right now we think that the best task for our heroes is to contribute by donating plasma. And that also goes for people that already have successfully recovered from the COVID-19 disease. And on the long run, we still think that we can use all these immune heroes to do some voluntary work where people are needed that do not harm anyone else and cannot be harmed. However, our main focus right now is the blood plasma donation.
Is there any other way how I can become an immune hero besides blood plasma donation?
Yes, basically, we do not only want people to know where the closest blood plasma donation center would be, but we also try to inform people on the immunity issue. So you could also come to our website and register with us, and we would send you some information and updates. And also, we really still need people that support us and that spread the word about Immunhelden. So if you want, you can also support us by just sharing our posts on social media or telling your relatives about it, your friends. That would really help us. We still focus on people that have recovered from the COVID-19 as we initially intended, because we hope that we can build up a community on which we can draw upon when the system needs people again and when the immunity can be proven. And at the moment, they can help acutely ill patients by donating their blood plasma for antibody therapies, for example.
Can you tell us how the matching between the blood plasma donor and the COVID-19 patients works?
So I don't have a medical background, so I can give the answer rather on a shallow surface. I hope that's fine. I don't exactly know which kind of tests they do to match the blood types and all that. But yeah, I want to say that Immunhelden does not actually conduct the blood plasma donation process. We rather see ourselves as a platform where COVID-19 recovered can find out how it actually works, where they would have to call, which donation center is the closest to them, and also find other people that did it and other supporters. And maybe also there could be some exchange of the people that already have had that experience. Yeah, according to some sources, with a donation of 600 to 800 milliliters of plasma, one or two COVID-19 patients can be treated. So that means on average, with one donation, you can provide enough plasma for one or two patients to be treated with your antibodies.
Is there any scientific evidence or any studies that blood plasma transfusions may help the recovery of COVID-19 patients?
So overall, especially in Germany, more controlled and statistically correctly conducted studies need to be run. There's people that say to have a robust and valid result, a study has to take up to 10, 12 months. So that's quite long. However, I can talk about two smaller studies in China. So one was led by the researcher Kai Tuan, who's part of the China National Biotech Group Company Limited in Beijing. And they report on 10 seriously ill patients who each received 200 milliliters of the plasma that contains the antibody against the COVID-19 disease. And they say that within 3 days after the transfusion, the clinical symptoms such as fever, cough, I think by now we're all aware of the symptoms of COVID-19, they improved. And also the number of neutralizing antibodies remained high even after the transfusion. So it also had this kind of longer term effect. And then another study is around the researcher Dr. Sheng Guan, and they come to a similar conclusion. So but however, this team only treated 5 critically ill patients, and they were aged 36 to 65 with 400 milliliter of convalescent plasma. And also here, the passive immunization led to rapid stabilization in all of them. And also within 3 days, they all got better and there was an improvement. However, again, we need more large scale and statistically robust studies in this area. There is some universities in Germany that engage already in these type of studies. For example, the University Hospital Erlangen, Hannover Medical School, and also the University Hospital in Münster. The status quo in Germany is though that authors conclude that there is still a lack of reliable evidence, but we also have some more studies running. So we need to see how the evidence gap can be closed in the foreseeable future. That's what I can say about the medical evidence of helping through blood plasma donation.
Has the blood plasma therapy already been useful in previous pandemics, for example, the Spanish flu?
There is some stories where treatment with convalescent plasma has been used in health incidents. And actually, I think it was at the Charité in 1901 that the doctor called von Behring won the Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine for the discovery of a treatment known as the diphtheria antitoxin. And basically, they injected patients with antibodies taken from animals that recovered from the disease. And since then, yes, it was also used during the Spanish flu. And there, at that time, death rates were cut in half for patients who were treated with blood plasma compared to those that weren't. And they also found out that it's important to give the blood plasma to the patients in an early stage so that the immune system does not have a chance to overreact and actually go against its own organs. And then again, it was used in the 1940s and 1950s when we already had antibiotics and vaccinations. But during the Korean War, the United Nations did not have any remedies other than using convalescent plasma against the fight of something called Hantavirus. And also there, it was pretty effective. You might be aware that the COVID-19 disease is part of the coronavirus family. And in the early 2000s, we fought against the SARS-1. And also there, this type of treatment was used and had positive effects.
Are blood plasma therapies allowed in Germany?
What we know at this point is that to be allowed to apply for blood plasma therapies, hospitals need an official approval for the production of therapeutic plasma. And this approval is given by the Federal Republic of Germany. For example, the Department of Transfusion Medicine and Hämatosuchology at the University Erlangen is one of the first clinics in Germany to have been granted official permission to produce therapeutic plasma to treat critically ill COVID-19 patients. But I think it's going to become more open to be used.
Which persons are eligible to donate blood plasma? Can all people who have had COVID-19 disease be considered as potential donors, or only those who have been particularly affected by COVID-19 disease?
Yes, so officially, to understand who is eligible to donate blood plasma, one could look at the hemotherapy guidelines and the requirements by the Paul Ehrlich Institute. But overall, the rules that apply are more or less that you should have a result on preliminary examination. So best case scenario would be to have one positive coronavirus test and then two negative ones. And then if you do not have it, you can contact directly the blood plasma donation centers and you could ask them what you can do about it if you don't have these test results. They can also check how many antibodies you actually developed. Yeah, and then there is like a certain time that you need to have passed between the last negative corona test and the blood donation. People who are interested can go to our website and they will see where they could do it. And then many of the donation centers have like a short questionnaire where you find out whether you're eligible or not. A donation takes up to 45 minutes and it's more or less like a normal blood plasma donation.
How many Immunhelden are already involved in your project?
So far, we have very strongly focused on making our website very user-friendly. We have mapped donation centers in Germany as well as in Austria, and now we're focusing on gaining more and more users. So if you listen to the podcast right now and you know someone who have recovered from COVID-19, you can visit our website and get more information on how you can help and become a hero today.
What is the name of your website?
That is called immunhelden.de.
And that's the right place to register as a donor?
So actually with us, you don't have to register. So if you go to the website, you will find an interactive map. So with that, you can find which donation center is the closest to you. And if you do register, you can sign up for gaining more information about the immunity issues, and we let you know what you can do around your area to help combating the COVID-19 pandemic.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for this interesting interview.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, and I wish you a really good rest of the day.